overall, Ireland Inc. is doing very well with visitor numbers and visitor revenues. We've had 7 successive years of growth, although the rate of growth is declining. Overall visitor numbers are up, particularly from North America and mainland Europe. But of course, all this is overshadowed by Brexit, where we see a 6.5% decrease in British visitors. And that's probably a big issue for your listeners in this part of the country, because down in Kerry and Galway, only 1 in 5 of the overseas visitors are from the UK. But when you go up to the border counties, that figure goes up to about 60%, or 3 in 5. So that is worrying.
No doubt Brexit's having an impact then, Joe. So what can be done to get the UK visitor to come back like they used to visit?
I guess our competitiveness is first and foremost. Currency issues, I suppose we've currency has come and gone over the years, and I suppose we're well used to that. And I suppose, to be honest, if you were to analyse it statistically over the years, it's probably a bit more in our favour than against it. But notwithstanding that, I think consumer confidence in the UK is a big issue, but also our competitiveness here. We have to maintain our competitive offering. I think we have to be quite innovative. We really need to restore some of our marketing budgets. Tourism Ireland, Fáil Ireland, their funding has been slashed by 40% in marketing, and has remained flat despite the growth. Because, we must also think that a lot of the growth we've seen are due to fortuitous and coincidental and positive factors over really which we've no control. And I'm thinking about currency issues from the US, increased capacity, low airfares, low fuel prices. Even bizarrely, some of the tragic events you see in Southern Europe is actually, believe it or not, is actually driving traffic into Ireland. But the point I'm making is, rather than relying on these fortuitous positive factors, we really should be controlling our own destiny by investing ourselves, investing in our product, our infrastructure, in our marketing, and our training needs.